When we need somebody to take us by the hand and lead us to the altar in prayer, amen. We need that sometimes. So you all are accountable to me, amen, and I'm accountable to you, amen. So let us keep each other in prayer. As Sister Mary always says, let us always keep each other in prayer, amen. For you never know what your brother or your sister is going through, amen. You never know. You know, a lot of times, you know, we smile behind our, you know, behind our pain, amen. But deep down inside, we're troubled, amen. And only God knows that trouble, you know. So just keep each other in prayer, amen. And I think that's important. Amen. Keep the saints lifted up. I love you all, and God bless you. Amen. Go to the reading. At this time, we'll be bringing forth the true word of God, amen, by the man of God, present to some and introduce to others, Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker. Amen.
Amen. And greetings, everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords, no matter how we look at it, he is our soon coming King.
Yes, amen.
This soon coming has been soon coming ever since he had victory over Satan.
Yes.
And took back this dominion, amen, and declared that all power is given unto him. And at that time, it was all finished. But because of his long suffering, there is a timeline to allow man to repent and to believe the gospel. But he is still soon coming, because that age is soon to expire, and it was not to be forever. It was only to be a short period of time that would allow man to repent and believe the gospel. And we just thank God that he has given us this time to believe the gospel, to repent for our sins, and take on water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins, and to wash away those Adamic sins that were eternally deposited in the seed of man. Amen. That no one could do anything about until Jesus Christ appeared. And when he appeared here with that victory that each and every one of us needed in order to be cleansed enough to be able to enter into the gates of heaven. For without or anything that is unclean, we had to get rid of those sins, and it took God Almighty to do that in the workings of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who came and did that work that nobody else could do. And I greet you today in that precious name of Jesus, who every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. It will happen. Whether we like it or not, one day it will happen. We will all bow and confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. No matter who we are, no matter where we are in the world, no matter what we become, we're going to have to come back if we haven't done it and confess that Jesus is God, because it is required of all men to at least confess, because he is the eternal God. And without him, nothing could be made that was made. Without him, there would never have been any existence at all, but that he spoke it, and in speaking it, he declared his word unto the end. Amen. And it is within that word, it is within the declaration of his word, that salvation was provided for us in our time. Isn't that right? And the Bible tells us in Exodus 6:3, I may ask Brother Omar to read that, because one of the testimonies were concerning, I think, this. Mm-hmm. Okay, read it.
And I appeared unto Abraham,
yes,
unto Isaac, and
yes,
unto Jacob,
uh-huh,
by the name of God Almighty.
By the name of God Almighty.
But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them.
Uh-huh.
And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan,
uh-huh,
the land of their pilgrimage,
right,
wherein they were strangers.
Right. Now we see that God, throughout all of the ages, or throughout all of the dispensations, and in particular the patriotic dispensation, when he began to gather a nation and to make a nation, he had always appeared unto man from Genesis all the way down to Abraham, and who else?
Isaac and unto Jacob.
Isaac and unto Jacob as God Almighty.
Amen.
He wasn't by his name Jehovah. He wasn't made known unto them, because the Jews adopted the name Jehovah to refer to the existing one, Jehovah being the existing one that was to become the Savior of all of God's people. And before that time, salvation had not been given, or the plan of salvation did not commence. So therefore, he was not known by that name, but God Almighty. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that name, that Jehovah God of the Old Testament that we're talking about here, is none other than Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Amen. That is his true name. That is his true salvation name. Jehovah Savior, or the existing one that saves. Yes. Glory to God. And the existing one that saves, that he shall be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So it was he, Jesus Christ. And we just thank God that we have that knowledge.
Amen.
We thank God that we're not led astray. You know, the devil will shoot a word to you, and that word will take on so much meaning, even though it's wrong, but it will have so much meaning, and the impact will separate you from sensible knowledge. It will separate you from a good understanding of that which you already have. And this happens many, many times with people where words separate them from the knowledge of God, because we fail to understand. And we thank God anyway for everybody that's striving in this way, the way that only God could make for us, the way that he made by becoming flesh and being able to die and as a sacrifice for all of the sins of the world, and then to take that which was eternally dead, had to remain eternally dead, mm-hmm. in order to contain the sins of the world. He took that which was eternally dead before even corruption had set in. It was eternally dead. And he glorified that. He glorified that with the glory that it had with him, that he had with himself before the world began. He glorified it with his own glory, and in glorifying that which was eternally dead, it became all God. All glory to God, hallelujah. It became all God in that it was opposed with the glory that was existing from the very beginning. Glory to God, the glory of God. So we just thank God for before heaven was prepared, for working out a plan of salvation that could save us from what we had gotten ourselves into. And this thing can save everybody, because he made it for everybody. He made it to where his blood was pure enough to enter into heaven. That's why God had to be the Father of this thing, because it had to produce the perfect blood for the remission of sins once for all. And man could not produce that perfect blood. Only God was perfect enough to produce the perfect blood. So that little thing that Mary gave birth to had to be fathered by the Lord God Almighty, in order that that blood would not be, amen, the imperfect blood of man, but that it would be infused with the perfect blood that only the Holy Ghost can produce. And we just thank God for this plan of salvation. And he made it to where everybody, the Jew, the Gentile, the Greek, it does not matter, white, black, poor, young, rich, old, can have the opportunity to have this plan of salvation. And I know in the executing of this plan of salvation, it gets rough sometimes. But we have to endure. It gets to where you don't understand sometimes, but you still have to endure. Sometimes it gets to where you don't know what the preacher is saying. Sometimes you don't agree with the preacher. Mm-hmm. Huh? But we still have to endure, because we are embarking up on a trail that will lead us to eternity. And we, in that pursuit, we have to be careful to always play by the rules that have been engaged since before the foundations of the world. How we will carry out this plan of salvation and how you will live. It says God has chosen you from before the foundations of the world that you should live holy. Before the world was created, God decided that you were going to live holy. Before anything was made, we're going to live holy. And because of that, we have to enforce a doctrine that will cause all men to see the importance of that holiness. We have to support a doctrine that will cause all men to understand, as we were talking a few minutes ago, the understanding of God's will. God's will is, his will is not that you should perish,
amen,
but that you should come to repentance. That is God's will. The understanding of that will needs to be imposed upon all men. And because that is God's will, that you should not perish, we have to do this in a way that is established in the order that the eternal Spirit of God set it forth in. Therefore, we can't let people have their way sometimes because it's detrimental to them. Mm-hmm. We can't let people impose their own wills upon us because it is detrimental to what God has foreordained before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy.
Amen.
And we have to be holy. We have to be without sin. Job set an example for all of the universe to see. When he looked at his family, they were over there having a good time, enjoying themselves. And not that they were out of God's will in doing it, but Job repented in sackcloth and ashes at the thought that they may have sinned against God in their heart. Not that they were doing anything physically wrong, but that they may have done something wrong in their heart. And Job repented for his children in sackcloth and ashes. And these are the conditions that we must begin to employ in our lives. You know, if more parents would repent for their children, huh? If more parents would repent for their children, there would be more forgiveness on the part of God. Yes, it would. Yes. But no, they were not with parent. They would say, I know my boy, he didn't do nothing wrong. I know my son, he did not do that. Elder Walker, my son didn't do that. I have people call me, Elder Walker, pray for my son, he's in jail. Can you pray the Lord and let him out? Well, what'd he do? He didn't do nothing, Elder Walker. Well, why is he in jail if he didn't do nothing? He had to do something. He didn't do nothing. He's a good boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't change this thing. Amen. I'm not saying that I'm right in everything that I do. But if I'm wrong, the Lord will let me know, and you will get an apology in the time to come. I will apologize when the Lord shows me where I'm wrong. But we have to be able to have a rigid plan of salvation as it is outlined in the scriptures for each and every saint of God if they want to go to heaven. Amen. Now, if they want to be lost, then it don't matter. Right. You know, it don't matter what they listen to. If it's their desire to be lost, it doesn't matter. But if it's their desire to be saved, there has to be something that is decent and in order according to God's word. And it's not me, it's the word. Amen. And because it's the word, we have to endure. We have to put up with it. But again, like I say, you have to qualify yourself. You have to earn the position to sit in the house of God. Many of these seats are empty because nobody has earned a position or they have lost that right. Either way, it creates an empty seat. And you can't serve God, and you can't have God and His grace up on you unless you earn that. You have to earn that right, and that right is earned beginning with water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and receiving or the infilling of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God giveth utterance, and then continuing steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and that requires you to live in this world above sin. You can't embrace sin and this plan of salvation at the same time. There's enmity from the beginning that was put between the seed of the woman and Satan's seed, and that enmity has followed itself down to this plan of salvation. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot do it. Either you're going to love one and hate the other, mm-hmm. or you're going to hate the other and love the other one. So irregardless, there is no compromising. Ella Walker, can't you just let up a little bit? You know, they're trying. You got to do more than try. You got to do more than try. 99.5 won't do. You got to make 100 on this test. Amen. If you don't make 100 on this test, Satan still got you.
Yes, yes.
And if you up to 99, if you up to 98, 99, 99.5, he's going to squeeze that much harder mm-hmm. to make sure you don't get that other part. He's really going to be on you. So it's going to take the Word of God to get to where we need to go. And I'm just hoping that the saints of God, or those that call themselves saints, will realize that it's nothing personal. Never could be anything personal. It's the Word of God. He told Peter, he said, Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal this thing to you. Isn't that what he said? Mm-hmm. He said, but my Father which art in heaven has revealed this thing unto you. And I'm going to tell you, Peter, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, because God's will is that earth be like heaven. Amen. Therefore, whatever is loosed here can be loosed in heaven, because his will, that earth shall be like heaven, and it will be like heaven in that day when he comes to set up his millennial ring. But in the meanwhile, he's fixed something here. He's done something for us. Let's look and see what he's done. Amen. Let's go over to the book of Isaiah, about the 5th chapter. Amen. And we're going to begin reading at the first verse. And let's see what he has done, amen, in regards to getting us ready for that great day, in regards to getting us ready for that time when we will be able to praise him with all of the joy in the world, and to help crown him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Coming from the book of Isaiah.
Yes.
The 5th chapter.
Yes.
Beginning with the first verse.
That's right.
Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard.
Okay.
My well-beloved hath a vineyard.
My well-beloved has a vineyard.
And a very fruitful hill.
It's in a very fruitful hill.
Amen.
This vineyard is in a very, very fruitful part of the hill. Mm-hmm.
And he fenced it.
And this fruitful part of the hill, he took this vineyard and he fenced it in.
Amen.
And when he fenced in this vineyard, it prohibited anything from coming in, and it prohibited anything from getting out as well.
Amen.
So he fenced it in to where it would be protected from all the other things that might do it harm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? He fenced it in where nothing can get in there
mm-hmm.
that would damage this vineyard, that would hurt this vineyard,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps destroy this vineyard. He fenced it in. Uh-huh.
And gathered out the stones thereof.
Oh, and not only did he fence it in, but when he fenced it in, he gathered out the stones thereof. All of the stones that were in the vineyard, he gathered them out. You know, sometimes you can have a small plant, and if that plant gets, if a rock, a stone gets turned over on that plant, it'll smother it. It won't let it grow, will it? And if it does grow, it has to work itself from under that rock and then grow up crooked to where it's not going to be a nice and productive plant. So he took all of the stones out mm-hmm. to where there would be no intrusion up on this well-beloved vineyard.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he did. He fenced it in, and then he gathered out the stones. He made the soil perfect to where it would be conducive to bringing forth that vineyard that he so well beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And planted it with the choicest vine.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He planted it with the choicest vines. All of the vine that went in, all of the plants that went into this vineyard were the best that he could find, were the best that could be had. He planted it with the choicest vine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And built a tower in the midst of it.
And he did what?
And built a tower
in the midst of it. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Not only did he fence it in, my friend, not only did he gather out the stones thereof, not only did he use the choicest vines, but in the middle of it, he built a what?
Built a tower in the midst of it.
He built a tower in the midst of it. He built a tower that could be used as a watchtower over his vineyard that could see everything that is going on in the vineyard, that he would be able to make instant corrections in his vineyard by observation from the tower that was in the midst of it. Uh-huh.
And also made a wine press therein.
All glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to produce the goods without having to go outside of the fence that he fenced in. Glory to God. He put a wine press in the middle of it, in the midst of it. Glory to God, to where you wouldn't have to transport the grapes over to another place or another processing plant. Mm-hmm. In order to get them processed.
Yeah.
He made it self-contained.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah. He built a wine press in the midst of it.
Yeah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Inside the fence, amidst the choicest vines that could grow without intrusion of rocks and debris that he had removed. Glory to God, hallelujah. All right, read on.
And he looked that it should bring forth grapes.
And he looked, after doing all of this, he looked that it should bring forth grapes. All of the choicest vines in the choicest soil, with the best fence around it, with the watchtower of protection, and a wine press that is ready to produce the wine from this effort. He looked that it should bring forth grapes.
And it brought forth wild grapes.
My Lord, my Lord. But it brought forth wild grapes. All that he did, all of the effort, all of the work, that it should bring forth grapes.
And it brought forth wild grapes.
It brought forth wild grapes. Oh, glory to God. When it come to harvest time, he looked to have grapes, but he had wild grapes. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Read on a little bit more.
And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem.
And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem.
And men of Judah.
And men of Judah.
Judge, I pray you.
I want you to judge, I pray you. You be the judge. I pray that you be the judge, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, or the church. You be the judge. Uh-huh.
I pray you.
Let the saints of God be the judge.
Betwixt me and my vineyard.
Betwixt me and my vineyard. You be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, between me and my vineyard.
What could have been done more to my vineyard?
What could have done more?
To my vineyard.
To my vineyard.
That I have not done in it.
That I have not done in it. What could I have done more? To my vineyard that I haven't done any. You be the judge.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You be the judge and tell me, what could I have done more? I fenced it in. Yes. I gathered out the stones.
Amen.
Huh? I used the choicest vines.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I built a tower in the middle of it. Glory to God. And I even put the wine press therein. What could I have done more to my vineyard? Glory to God, than I have not already done in it. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. You know, you got some people looking for God to do more. Huh? I said, you still got people looking for God to do more. You got people in the church today looking for God to do more. Huh? They're not satisfied with what God has already done. They're looking for God to do more. But I'm here to tell you today that God has done, amen, chose this vineyard, and he's done built a fence around it. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen, and he's used the choicest vines thereof, and he gathered out the stones. All of those things, the Bible tells me that he took away the handwriting of ordinance that was against us and contrary to us. He nailed it to the cross. Therefore, let no man judge you in these temporal things, because the body is of Christ. What more could he have done that he have not already done in here?
Yes.
My God, he's fixed it.
Yes.
To where we could get remission of sins. He's fixed it to where we can receive his spirit in our hearts and in our minds. Glory to God, hallelujah, that we might be filled with knowledge and the understanding on a spiritual level, that we might be redeemed back. Glory to God, hallelujah, to that image that we were in before the encroachment of sin in the Garden of Eden. He's fixed it that we could obtain salvation. What more do you want God to do? What more, glory to God, hallelujah, than he has not already done? What more can he do to his vineyard? My God, he come up with a plan to salvation. Glory to God that he was going to have to be make himself human and walk among sin. Glory to God. Here is God Almighty, the only, amen, eternal entity in all of the universe. Here is him walking like man. Glory to God to fix this thing. Glory to God that we could be saved. What more could he have done? Glory to God, hallelujah. What more than the supreme, glory to God Almighty, could have done? Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. He fenced it in. Isn't that what it says?
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes.
Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes.
Brought it forth wild grapes.
Brought it forth wild grapes. My God, hallelujah. The wine press is empty. Glory to God, hallelujah, because there's no grapes to harvest. Mm-hmm. There's no grapes to process. Glory to God, hallelujah. The church today, amen, is that wine press. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's the wine press. Glory to God, but there's no grapes to process. Mm-hmm. Huh? Because they have been brought forth in a wild nature. Yeah. Wild grapes, amen, symbolizes the nature of man. Glory to God, hallelujah. And the church cannot process those things that are the nature of men. The church can only process spiritual things. There has to be a spiritual process in order for the church to go forward. And when it is diluted and infused with the nature of man, processing cannot take place. Actualizing cannot take place. Empowerment cannot take place. Glory to God, because it is not, amen, grapes.
Amen.
It is wild grapes. Yeah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that wine press sits there, mm-hmm, and it does nothing.
We hope that you have enjoyed this broadcast by Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker.
Grapes.
And if you would like to have
there's
the rest
no
of this broadcast, just write to us
grapes
at Post Office Box 39, that's Titusville, Florida, 32781-0039, or call us at 1-800-414-0441.
You be the judge. What more could I have done?
this particular
CD, could I have done
amen,
to
for
my
your
video.
Listening pleasure. In the meanwhile, we encourage you to tune back again next week for more of this exciting Word of God. God bless and keep the faith.
Absorbed them in his body. Oh, you just, the pain that he felt.